الله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect and pure teachings of the Deen of Islam, and the honor of being linked to Allah Ta'ala's Habib, the most beloved and lofty in the entire creation, to Allah Ta'ala, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once made mention of an incident to Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een, and this is in line with an ayah that we did yesterday in Surah Al-Bayyinah, the importance of ikhlas, sincerity. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, the people of the book, given previous scriptures, were commanded, as we are also commanded in the Qur'an Azim, that all forms of worship of Allah Ta'ala should be exclusively and purely only for Allah Azza wa Jal's happiness and pleasure and His love, sincerity, or otherwise known as truthfulness in our intention with Allah Ta'ala, that whatever we do as far as obedience is concerned, refraining from the haram and prohibitions, very important that we check the niyyah, the intention of the heart, that it is exclusively only for Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah Ta'ala teaches us in the Quran Azim, Qul, say, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, teach them, Inna salati, that verily my salah, wa nusuki, my qurbani, my sacrifices, in fact, wa mahyaya wa mamati, my entire living, my entire death, all of that is dedicated only to one Allah who is Rabb, nourisher and sustainer of all the realms and kingdoms, and there is absolutely no partner to Allah Ta'ala. So our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, and this is a very famous incident in the major books of hadith, about three people from the past nations who were once traveling, and then because of the darkness of nightfall as well as severe rain, they took refuge in a cave within a mountain. Once they had gotten safely into that cave, a huge boulder fell down, a rock slide, and covered the entire entrance, the mouth of that cave, so much so that as much as they tried, they could not move that boulder an inch. It was night, rain, and no people passing by, so no question of calling for any help or assistance. And as much as they tried, they themselves could not move that boulder an inch, let alone move it so much that they could move out. So in this state of extreme desperation, they decided that the only thing that will save us now is sincerity and truthfulness. إِنَّهُ لَا يُنْجِيكُمْ إِلَّا الصِّدْقِ. So they said, let each one of us make dua to Allah Ta'ala by means of some action that we had done in our lives, that we pin our hopes in, but ensure that that action was done exclusively only for Allah's pleasure. And that is the only thing that can grant us salvation. So the first one proceeds to make dua, Allahumma in kana li abawan shaykhan kabiran. Allah, you know that at some point in my life, I had my very elderly parents, weak, at an advanced age, and I had the honor of serving them. And it was my habit whenever I would come back from a day of grazing my goats, in the evening after I had brought in the milk, I would give them to drink before anybody else, before my own family. And one day, in search of a specific tree for my goats, I got delayed in coming home, and by the time I got home at night, they had already fallen asleep. However, I decided to stand the entire night close by to them with that milk in hand in the cup, so that if they wake up at night, they will obviously be hungry, having gone to sleep that night without the milk. So any time at night, they may wake up and I would be there ready to serve them. And in this way, I spent that entire night right until Fajr time, at the side of my parents. This is obedience to Allah. This is the rights of parents. And then he also says and makes dua that, Ya Allah, if you know that I've done that action only and solely for your pleasure, for your happiness, then remove this difficulty we find ourselves in. Amazingly, the boulder moved a little bit through the barakat of this dua and sincerity, but not sufficient enough for them to get out. The second one then proceeded to make dua, and he said that, Ya Allah, you know that at some point in my life, the most beloved of people to me was a female cousin I had. She was very attractive and extremely beloved to me. And as much as I made advances, she had the piety of Allah Ta'ala at heart. She refused my advances in a haram manner until some time came along when there was a severe drought, famine, and people were in a desperate financial state. So he said, at that point I once again made advances to her, and this time I offered a huge sum of money that I would give her in lieu of allowing me access to her, obviously in a haram manner. She refused on numerous occasions until the desperation financially became so severe. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كَادَ الْفَقْرُ أَن يَكُونَ كُفْرًا. That severe poverty many a times takes a person to the brink of kufr and disbelief. We hear that in many, many places, Muslims who are in dire straits financially, hunger, you would get people coming and offering aid, but would that the temptation of aid is there for them to leave Islam. May Allah protect us, may Allah protect us. So very important when we hear Muslims struggling in various places, however we can help financially and other ways, it is one of the means of protecting our as well as their iman. So finally I offered her 120 gold coins, dinars, when in absolute desperation she accepted my advance. He says, when I was in a position where I could do what I wanted, she started shaking and crying, saying that the seal has never been broken in a haram manner, so do not do so. She pleaded, and then he says, this had touched my heart, and though she was the most beloved of human beings to me, and the opportunity was right in front of me without any barriers, the fear of Allah Ta'ala came into my heart. I left that haram, I went away, and I even left the money with her as a means of assistance, but I had forsaken that haram. And then he makes dua that, Ya Allah, if you know that I had left and forsaken that haram for your pleasure and your happiness, Ya Allah, then remove from us this calamity in which we find ourselves. Amazing. So two things here. How beloved it is to Allah Ta'ala when we leave haram. The greatest form of worship and ibadah is to forsake haram. And what that the intention should be. Not that people can praise me and say what a muttaqi and what a pious person I am. The intention should be exclusively that, Ya Allah, I'm leaving this because you have made it haram. So this temptation would come many a times, sometimes when none but only Allah Ta'ala can see us. And at that point, a person suppresses one's desires. And the fear, the awe, the love of Allah Ta'ala is a deterrent from indulging in that haram. That is an action that is greatly beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. So he says, Ya Allah, if you know I had done that action only for your pleasure and happiness, remove from us this calamity in which we find ourselves in. And amazingly, the boulder moved further, but obviously not enough for them to get out. Continue after the adhan, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم صل على سيدنا اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة The third person then goes on to make dua to Allah Ta'ala by means of an action that he had done in his life. He says that, Ya Allah, you know, at some point I had taken on some laborers, hired them for some work, and one of them left without taking his remuneration. Some narrations have the addition that there was a dispute, and in anger he had left without the remuneration. And the right that was due to him, as mentioned in the hadith, Faraq min aruz, rice that equates to, in our terms, 40 kilograms, that was supposed to be the remuneration, that person left without taking it in an angry state. After that person had left, he says, I knew full well that this belongs to him, it is not mine. And to be fair to that person, I invested it further until such time that over a long period of time, it multiplied into an entire valley full of goats, camels, cows, and various other forms of wealth. And after a long period of time, that person comes back to me and says that at some point I had done some labor for you. I did not take my remuneration. I had left before that, so I have come to claim what was due to me at the time. The person was waiting all this time and says that all that you see in front of you in this valley, of all of this wealth, it is what your right has multiplied into, so take all of it. The person was astonished and says, are you making a laughing stock of me? Are you making fun of me? He says, no. After you had left, I had invested what was due to you, and this is what it has multiplied into. So take all of it. And he says, Ya Allah, that person had taken every little bit. Not a single inch was left behind. He had taken the entire amount. So here we see the very important lesson of huququl ibad, that rights that are due to people, whether it is kindness, whether it is treating them with honor and dignity, and especially financial rights. A great part of our piety in our relation with Allah Ta'ala has to do with mu'amalat, has to do with mutual dealings. One of the famous books of fiqh and jurisprudence studied in the alim course, it actually spans over 2 years of study, specifically the entire alim course, we know, is usually 7 years, but 2 years, year 5 and 6, a book is studied that is known as Al-Hidayah, wherein the detailed injunctions of fiqh with detailed proofs are given. So this is found in 4 volumes. One of them, the first volume, pertains to ibadat, salah, tahara, zakah, hajj, fasting. But then we have almost the remainder of them dedicated to mutual dealings, social conduct, social interaction, that shows us the great importance of purity in our dealings, ensuring that whatever we, our income is, whatever is in our possession, it is pure, it is halal, especially it is not tainted by the rights of other people. So whether it is unscrupulously deceiving a person out of what is their right, whether in our businesses, whether in our professions, cheating a person as far as measure is concerned, maybe lying as far as quotations are concerned, maybe a person comes to us for a certain advice or expert opinion, and we know that it is only worthy of so much, and we quote the person well above that. So Allah Ta'ala is watching, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of everything. And as we learn from this incident, the power of fulfilling the rights of people. So this person then says that, oh Allah, and similarly, we have instances, the distribution of inheritance, make sure that every person gets their right, whether it is sisters, whether it happens to be orphan children, maybe one's brother had passed away, left behind orphan children, helpless, cannot stand up for their rights. So let us not take advantage of the weakened position. MashaAllah, we see some people go the extra length, ensuring the protection of that which belongs to the orphan children, to the elderly, grandmothers, etc. Allah Ta'ala loves these acts of taqwa. So this person makes dua that, oh Allah, if you know that I've done this action, that not only did I keep back what was rightfully that person's, he could have well said that he went away, I did give it to him, he did not take it, he went away in anger, so why should I keep it behind? He could have also alternatively stored that away, and when a person will come back after a long time, obviously the value might diminish. No, he was fair, and more than what was due to that person, invested it, it multiplied manifold. He could have also been tempted by shaitan to say, only 40 kilos of rice was due to you, so I'll give you that, and the rest is mine. He gave that person the full right and much more. So he says, Ya Allah, if you know I had done this action only and solely, exclusively for your pleasure and your happiness, Ya Allah, and no other reason. Not that people can praise how honest he is, how just he is, or how generous he is. That, Ya Allah, I had done this action only and solely for your pleasure, for your love and your happiness. Ya Allah, that you must be pleased with me, because I know you are watching me at all times. Ya Allah, if you know I had done this for your happiness and pleasure, remove from us this calamity in which we find ourselves. Amazingly, through his dua also, the boulder moved further, and now all three of them could have escaped and gotten out. So the summary we learn from this amazing hadith mentioned by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rights due to parents, how beloved it is, sallallahu ta'ala, to forsake haram temptations for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and also fulfilling the rights of people, monetary rights, etc., that are due unto others, to go the full length in giving people the due right. But important, and the summary of it is that all of these and every other action in our deen be done only and solely for the pleasure, the happiness of Allah Ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, a'mal and deeds will be broken into two categories. Those that were done purely for Allah alone, Allah will accept and multiply it manifold and reward abundantly. But those actions, though apparently may have been good actions in this dunya, acts of piety, but because the intention may have been tainted, one included other than Allah Ta'ala, name, fame, to become famous, to be praised, to hear one's praises, that I may become the main person, and I am the one who everybody speaks about, those have been tainted, those deeds are separated completely, and Allah Ta'ala will say to the doers of such deeds on the day of Qiyamah, go and collect your reward from those whose happiness you had done it for, and see if they can reward you. And on that day, none but Allah Ta'ala can reward. Allahu Azza wa Jal, give us ikhlas, sincerity, purity of intention. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.